This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It would be a nightmare for the Watson camp. And I think Texans fans, for the most part, might agree on this. 713-572-4610. The biggest nightmare for Texans fans and Watson fans, and let's pretend that Deshaun Watson gets suspended for a year. He's not able to play football this year. The biggest nightmare would have to be Baker Mayfield finding a way to stay in Cleveland and be quarterback. Do you agree? Because Baker Mayfield would give them the best chance to win, which would negatively impact your draft equity from a Texans point of view. And it would give the Browns somewhat of a chance to be a better squad with a polarizing quarterback who's been the face of the franchise for a few years. That's easy to rally behind, especially when his back's against the wall for the Watson camp. And it might even divide the fan base even more. So if the suspension is a year, I think the Watson camp and Texans fans could be somewhat in unison when it comes to Baker Mayfield coming back and how they would feel about it.
And he kind of gave mixed messaging on that. First, he said, you know, they've already kind of established what his future is, and then it was a little more vague. But yes, it absolutely would. And for no reason other than they have a better chance to win with Baker Mayfield. They just do. And so I think absolutely both camps would not be appreciative of that. And then there's the Watson factor. Baker Mayfield all of a sudden would be an underdog, you know, and everybody likes an underdog. You know, well, he stinks, get him out of here. Oh, we got Deshaun Watson, awesome. Then all this stuff happens, and Baker's been playing it, you know, pretty well for the most part. And he comes back to Cleveland. You don't think Cleveland fans would rally behind Baker? And what if he has a healthy, good season?
This was Baker Mayfield yesterday at his youth football camp, just talking about the possibility of reuniting with the Browns.
If they didn't have a quarterback for the next year, would there be any chance of reconciliation there?
No, I think for that to happen, there would have to be some reaching out. But we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides.
All right, there you go.
See what I mean? Just kind of vague, no, but, you know?
The thing is, like, what would the payoff be? That's always the question that you ask. Like, let's pretend that Deshaun Watson gets suspended for a year. Baker Mayfield's going to basically be playing on a one-year contract. So he's going to be trying to find his next opportunity, and he's going to be auditioning for other teams. Where's the best situation to where you can play the best football? Is it in Carolina? Is it in Seattle? Or is it in Cleveland with a team that already won 11 games with him a couple of years ago?
He knows.
And a playoff game. He was hurt. He knows the system.
It's
he knows
gotten
the
better.
Fan base. He
Weapons.
Knows what it takes. All of that.
Yeah.
Just added Amari Cooper, mm-hmm. have a very good defense, have a very good run game. I think it's very simple. From just a audition standpoint to where you are putting yourself in the best position to earn your next opportunity, mm-hmm. from Baker Mayfield's point of view, it makes sense, right?
It does. It's unlikely, but he was vague about it, like I said, and it does make sense just from
that POV.
I want to put something really good on my resume.
There you go.
Yeah.
So from the Browns' perspective, obviously, let's put the drama aside. From mm-hmm. a Browns perspective, who's a better player? Is it Jacoby Brissett or is it Baker Mayfield?
That's easy. Baker Mayfield.
There you go. So from those two perspectives, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Not saying it's going to happen, but let's pretend it did. Let's pretend that Deshaun Watson gets suspended for a year. Baker Mayfield says that he's going to come back. The Browns reach out, and Baker Mayfield's basically on a one-year deal, and he's holding down the fort until Deshaun Watson's able to return.
Texans fans are going to be disappointed because Texans fans want the Browns to be as bad as possible because they have control of the Browns' first-round pick, correct?
Yes.
The Watson camp, what would they be saying behind closed doors with the Watson camp with Baker Mayfield going to Cleveland?
I think they don't want anybody to kind of get in their way, and Baker Mayfield would be in their way, so to speak. And I think they would see fans maybe rallying all of a sudden. As I mentioned, you know, all of a sudden becomes an underdog. And what if they win? What if they win with Baker?
That would divide the city of Cleveland up because you still have some Baker Mayfield fans.
Yeah.
And then you got the obviously the Deshaun truthers.
Exactly.
Which brings me to this. If Baker Mayfield plays for the Cleveland Browns in 2022, there is no middle ground for me.
Mm-hmm.
I either want the Browns to go 0-17 or I want them to go 17-0. I want the Browns to win a Super Bowl if Baker Mayfield comes back to Cleveland simply because my amusement of Deshaun Watson with all of the stuff that has happened here, with the signing of the contract and then the changing of his personality, the tactics that were used to get a record-setting contract in Cleveland, I would want nothing more. This would be more enjoyable to me than the Texans having the number one pick in the draft almost. Is Deshaun Watson having to go into the volatile situation in Cleveland with Baker Mayfield, Super Bowl champ of the Cleveland Browns, leaving the city after he ends the draft? I would be happy for Browns fans, and I would be extremely amused by the thought of Deshaun Watson having to walk into that situation.
I think the middle ground could cause a lot of problems. Let's say they go 10-7. All right, with Baker Mayfield. Make the playoffs, exit in the first or second round, whatever, okay? Let's just pretend that game. Fans in Cleveland, because the Deshaun Watson thing is going to be ongoing. He's going to be coming off a suspension. Maybe the suspension lasts. Maybe there's more civil stuff. Maybe some of these cases go to court. That's going to go into well into next offseason. If he takes him to 10-7 and a playoff berth, and Deshaun Watson stuff is still going on, Figgy, I know you know the answer to this. You know a lot of people in Cleveland as well. People are going to be saying, man, is Deshaun worth it? Is Deshaun worth all
people
this?
People already saying that now.
Yeah. Imagine if Baker does just that middle ground. Like it's upper middle ground, but just that middle ground right there.
Because he's easy to rally around.
Right.
Like when he's at his best, Baker Mayfield is very easy to rally around. So you're going to look at this, you're going to say, we sold our soul for this, and Baker Mayfield's there.
Honestly, Baker was the perfect quarterback when he was on his game. For the Cleveland Browns because, Cleveland always had this chip on their shoulder and same thing with Baker.
Yeah.
So if he have a good year, it's going to be totally split.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Dean, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Dean, and I was wondering, I fail to see what Deshaun Watson, I don't really get the depth of his sins. I mean, he wheeled around on a massage table. Maybe I don't understand the big picture.
What do you mean? What do you mean? The depth of his sins?
Well, how egregious was like? Let's just assume that he did the worst.
I don't want to assume.
Well, I don't. I'm saying he's being told that he's going to be off for a year. For what?
You being serious? Dean?
Yeah, I am. He wiggled around on a massage table. In my opinion.
Okay, so that's what happened. I don't know what happened, but I'm glad to talk to someone who does. So what happened? Tell me exactly what happened in these massages, because I have no – you're the first person – I've talked to everyone involved in this. I've read every single lawsuit. I've talked to both attorneys. You're the first person – this is actually a really big deal here on In the Loop, because you know what happened. Tell me what happened, Dean. Tell the audience.
Well, I'm calling because I – don't know what happened, but I'm wondering.
I thought you said you did.
If I never said I know what happened. I said he wiggled. He sounds like, from all the evidence gathered, he did some appropriate things at a massage table. I don't understand why that's a year off of playing football.
Lawsuits, Dean?
I did not read all the lawsuits.
So you don't know everything that he's accused of.
No, but I can't imagine. I can't imagine what it would be to get him banned for a year. I just can't imagine it.
Are you a Browns fan by chance?
No, I'm not a Browns fan.
Okay. Are you a Texans fan?
I was for about 15 years. I like rooting against them now, but I don't know. That's not neither here nor there.
Are you a Clemson grad?
No, I'm not a Clemson grad.
Okay.
You said you don't understand. Real quick.
Well, there he goes, Dean.
He said he doesn't understand. I don't understand.
I don't know what he did.
Yeah, I don't understand what his point of view is. Like, why would, you know, what's the big deal with his behavior?
Yeah, I have no idea what he did. Now, if he just wiggled on a massage table, like Dean says he originally said he knew he did and then didn't know, then, yeah, this would be weird. I don't know everything that happened. I know it was a strange pattern of behavior. Mm-hmm. I know there's been negative headlines, and I know that he's been accused of stuff. But I don't know what he did, so I can't say what should or shouldn't happen.
But going back to Dean, he said, I don't know what the big deal is. If he knows the story, even, you know, just in a roundabout way, just the vagaries of it, he knows what Deshaun Watson has admitted to doing. The things we do know. Yes, you know, he's never denied the 66. He's never denied the 24 massages. He's never denied taking a towel to Manville. He's never denied consensual sex with at least three. You know, so that's the behavior that is going to lead to a suspension. So I don't understand why Dean would not get that. Just the conduct. We've never said guilty or innocent, or civil or legal. But the things that they have, I mean, his attorney has come on this station and pretty much verified all these things. So if that's okay with you, and not even a suspension for one of your employees, I don't know if I can help you. You know?
Why you ask, was he a Browns fan?
I'm just asking. I'm just trying to.
I actually asked him the same thing, screening the call. I'm like, hey, are you from Cleveland?
Look, we don't know what Deshaun did. We don't know. We know what Deshaun's accused of. We know there's some sort of middle ground there to cover. But, yeah, unless you can tell me what he did, I can't answer the question, like, what's the big deal? Because I don't think I'll ever know 100% what Deshaun Watson did.
Not 100%, but we know some of the things that he's done that hasn't been denied. So is that the behavior you want?
Well, the good thing about Dean is he's not alone, because O.J. Simpson agrees with what Dean just said. This was O.J. Simpson talking about the Deshaun Watson accusations, and he supports Baker Mayfield and thinks Baker Mayfield should play for the Cleveland Browns in 2022.
I do believe that some of the girls just jumped aboard, but who knows? What I'm thinking about now is really Baker Mayfield. I'm Baker. I'm going in there, and I'm going to play the best football of my life. Do what he's always done. Give great effort. He's trying to show the other teams what he's capable of doing. He'll be gone next year, but this year, you know, it's time for him to show other teams in the league what he's capable of doing. Play this year and show these other teams the quarterback that he's capable of being, and I'm cheering for him.
Well, buddy boy, I want you to get excited here.
Show him what you can do, and that's how we got into this. You're bringing up the possibility of doing it in Cleveland. It'll be fun. Be fun to follow.
Stranger things have happened than Baker Mayfield, like, taking a team to an AFC championship game.
You heard him say they would have to reach out.
Look at when Baker Mayfield has been his best, like, over the course of his career.
When he's mad and got a giant chip on his shoulder.
Pissed off. Walk on at Texas Tech. Boom. Yep. Texas Tech doesn't want him. Boom. Goes to Oklahoma. Walk on. Ends up being the number one overall pick. Bringing Cleveland back. Chip on his shoulder. Boom. Stranger things have happened than if Baker Mayfield came back. And it would be a nightmare for the Watson camp. It would be a nightmare for Texans fans. It would be a dream for me, because I would love to see Deshaun Watson walk in to Cleveland Browns practice facility after the season with Baker Mayfield, who, by the way, Cleveland already had kind of like a soft spot for Baker. They might have soured last year, but that's the kind of guy, like, just like that underdog mentality.
That's what I mean. They would go from get him out of here to Baker, you're back, man. Good luck.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, could the Texans pass on every quarterback in this draft? There's a mock draft out by ESPN that has me wondering, is this really as much of a make or break season for Davis Mills than we had originally thought?
next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Could the Texans pass on every quarterback in the upcoming draft?
No. Oh, sorry. Did that spoil your tease?
No, it didn't spoil anything because a lot of people feel the way you feel. We'll hear from, like to hear from the Loopholes. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one, whether you agree.
Loopholes have been on something the last couple of days.
Disagree or not. The what?
The Loopholes have been on something the last couple
been
of days.
On it, and I love them for it. 713-572-4610. Chris, you're on In the Loop on a hump day. Go ahead.
Hey, John and Landry. Hey, I was wanting to comment the last caller. Yeah. His comments about Deshaun Watson's punishment and it's being just taken overboard. You know, I don't understand how he's being in such hot water. Granted, he's got 24 lawsuits against him, but it's a he said she said. He's a male, they're females, they accepted the call. They're doing these massages in a private setting. You know, things happen.
Hold on, Christopher. And I don't mean to call you Christopher like your father or something. What do you mean they accepted the call? Because we don't know what happened. They accepted the call.
Granted, there were messages on Twitter where they accepted the clientele. They accepted the notion to come over or meet in a certain spot. They agreed upon it and they accepted the money. You know they did. Why else would you give a massage? Nobody massages a star athlete for free.
Chris, you're just trying to disagree, right? You're not being serious, right?
No, man. It's a he said, she said.
All right, that's the – hold on, Chris.
That's fine. It is a he said,
she
said.
No, it's not. Hold on. Yeah, it's the second time you've said it's a he said, she said. It's not. It's not totally. I just
then
told
– Then why is it not criminally taken in cuffs right now?
Okay,
why?
But hold on. I'm going to let you talk. You said it's a he said, she said. Do you know all the things that Deshaun Watson and Rusty Harden have admitted that were not he said, she said? That he did? So it's not a he said, she said. I know you like saying that, and it's a crutch for a lot of people, and that's cool. But it's not totally. So,
those consensual acts of whatever was agreed upon.
How do you know that? I'm gonna pull Landry Locker here. How do you know that?
Why? If it's not, he would be in jail.
No, not necessarily.
When I get mustard on my hamburger, I stop eating the burger. If they didn't like what they were doing, you stop what you're doing.
What in the hell are you talking about? Listen, there are a bunch of crimes that are not convicted. I'm not saying it is in this case, but I'm not saying it's not. I mean, there are. I was talking to my buddy Captain Scott Null yesterday before the podcast. And I was telling him about my wallet getting stolen. And I said, what are the odds? And he goes, not very good. He goes, I once had a murder case where the guy signed his name that he did it and was not convicted. That's just an example. I'm not saying that Deshaun did anything. So this whole concept of yours, and we're past that. We're into the civil litigation. The civil litigation.
Now,
hold on. I'm going to give you a chance here. I promise. The civil litigation is about preponderance of evidence. If the preponderance of evidence convicts, let's say as an example, Deshaun Watson of 24 cases or four cases, I guess, because there's been settlements, are you going to change your tune?
Absolutely. If there's outstanding evidence, which would have already been presented to a criminal case in Fort Bend County, Harris County, I think, you know, those charges would have been brought up. But since nothing has been brought up, I mean, it's a he said and she said. Now there
good Lord, stop saying
things,
that.
Like you said.
Stop saying that. I've already corrected you on that. Are you not
your
acknowledging?
Correction doesn't mean it's, your correction doesn't mean it's correct, John.
Okay, so you're saying that Deshaun Watson has not admitted that he had the consensual sex. Deshaun Watson has not admitted that he took this little towel to Manville. You're saying that Deshaun Watson has not admitted to reaching out to people from out of state and flying them into state. See, these are all things that he's admitted he's done.
Sure.
So it's not a he said, she said. You're saying since it's a he said, she said, that it's not true. That
we're
still not true.
Throwing the book at the guy on something where it's like nothing has been criminally done.
Oh God, just get over this.
You know, I just it's,
you just
it's
said
tough.
That the, you just said that if there's a preponderance of evidence, you would change your mind, and then you said nothing's been proven. So you're already trying.
But nothing's been proven. So at this time, why suspend the guy indefinitely for a year? When Robert Kraft, Jerry Jones, the list goes on, Snyder in Washington, who are the heads of the organization, simply got no suspension, which is erroneous, and they got fined. Find the guy, give him a handful of games, and let's get on with business.
But wait a minute. You just said it's a he said, she said. Why should they fine him if it's a he said, she
said?
Well,
John, we get back to NFL personal conduct.
Yes.
And agreed, you know, when you have that, those things, you know, he did break some conduct. But, again, you can't suspend him for a full year with nothing concrete evidence.
Well, except that they are. That was dumb. All due respect. Yeah, you're rambling. You really like the term he said, she said.
Well, it is a he said, she said.
But not completely.
But they signed up for it? I don't get that.
Yeah.
That was weird. 713-572-416, calling all Farnsworths. Jessica, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. Based on the last two callers, especially the last one, as a female, as a woman, all the offers and all, you know, like I said, I haven't read the documents and all that. But we all know as a grown-up, who made them? You have to be, were you forced to do that? As a woman speaking who raised a man, did Deshaun put a gun to their heads to make them do that? All the conversations with Rusty said, Deshaun said.
To do what, I'm asking? Like, what do you mean to do?
As for the charges or the incidents that whatever took place in the room. If I walk into a doctor's office or massage room today for an appointment and ask to be, ma'am, can you undress from the top to the waist? And if I've done that and a doctor comes in and tell me I need you to go further, excuse me, sir, I need to get out this room. No one put a gun to their head to make them do it. And speaking as a woman, if I'm going to massage, and when I go to one, I indicate, do not go below my waistline. But if that doctor said, well, ma'am, I need to do this to perform my duties. No, sir, not on this woman. Get up, dress, and get out the room. That's straight up. That's a human being thinking, child, woman, anybody. No one put a gun to their head to make them do this. And part two is famous and his money. And I use myself as an example. I done heard you all speak for the last month. But if I go to my appointment today, I need you to strip down further. No, sir, I'm not stripping down further.
All right, Jessica, thank you.
What the hell is going on? Did we get time warped to Cleveland?
D, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I totally disagree with all of these callers. For some reason, you guys keep bringing in about was he innocent or guilty? Right now, what Deshaun Watson is going through with the NFL, it's about a code of conduct.
Thank you.
That you sign a contract when you enter the NFL, and the code of contract is a part of that signature. It's just like if you go to a bar on your way home and you got the company shirt on, you didn't get drunk. You didn't hit nobody on the way home, but somebody seen you in that bar with the company shirt on. Guess what? You finna either get written up, you getting suspended, or fired.
Man, this is not like no one's saying Deshaun Watson needs to go to jail. This is a different type of things. But all I've heard from like the Farnsworths, the umbrella carriers at this point has been it's he said, she said. It's no big deal. I don't know what it is. I don't know what he did. I know what he's accused of. I know the volume. I've heard Arian Foster say that it's, what did he call it? Predatorial behavior.
Yeah.
That's Arian Foster. He's a pretty open-minded guy.
Yeah.
And they didn't put a gun to the head.
And the whole thing, yeah, they didn't put a gun to their head. As a woman, I would get out of there. Look, we all know that women are often intimidated. And women also are put in compromising situations and do try to get out of those situations.
Yeah.
So you're focusing on 24 individual women rather than the guy that put those women allegedly in those situations.
That's bizarre. But I don't even know why you
focus out there.
I don't even know why you focus on either side. This goes back to like the middle ground. Why do you have to?
Right. The personal conduct policy.
Brandon, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Terrific.
Good. You know, I just wanted to call in. I think it's really surprising to me. One thing that the people aren't talking about in regards to the Deshaun Watson thing is it doesn't matter if he did or did do it. What matters is the fact that he put himself in a situation where he completely tanked the value of his own personal brand. And the NFL cares about that. You know,
well,
the NFL's mad. Yeah, you know, the NFL's mad not because he got caught. He's mad because he put himself in a situation where Tony Busby can just drag his name through the mud. Now the NFL has one less prolific player, potential top five quarterback, that they can't put in commercials to promote their own brand.
I think it's a small factor, but I don't think that's something that's altogether overlooked. The big factor is what he's doing to tarnish his and the league's image with his behavior.
The Texans pass on Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. Say it ain't so. The hits are lit next.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
ESPN put out their latest mock draft. I found this very interesting because the Texans in this mock draft, they had the number 3 pick, which was their own, and they had the number 23 pick, which was the pick from Cleveland. In that number 3 pick, there were two players off the board. One was a defensive end, best player in the upcoming draft, Will Anderson out of Alabama, 17.5 sacks, 101 tackles last season. And a man from the state of Texas that plays in Ohio, Jackson Smith and Jigba, the wide receiver who you last saw catching 15 passes for 347 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Which means if when the Texans come up to the clock in this situation, they could have any quarterback. And there's about 6 that go in the first round of this mock draft. However, the Houston Texans, with the 3rd pick, go with Jalen Carter, defensive tackle out of Georgia. Here's the reasoning. This is Matt Miller's mock draft. Some might argue for a quarterback to restart things in Houston, and we'll have to see how second-year signal caller Davis Mills plays after a promising first season. But it wouldn't be a surprise for GM Nick Caserio to give Mills more time to develop. Mills is on an inexpensive contract and has yet to play with much offensive support, and the Texans aren't close to competing in the AFC South. Carter was arguably the best prospect on Georgia's national title team in 2021. And you talk to scouts that watch him, they talk about how great he is, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Texans passing on C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, Will Levis out of Kentucky, among others, to select a defensive lineman, regardless of what happens with Davis Mills. Your thoughts on this?
My thoughts on this are not this particular upcoming draft. The reasoning that that he gave was sound. You know, we don't expect them to all of a sudden turn the page after 2022 and be a contender with Davis Mills. Even if Davis Mills, you know, surpasses what he did last year, I don't think anybody's going to be calling this a Super Bowl team or even a, you know, a big-time playoff team. So when you have this caliber of quarterback in the draft, you just can't pass him. You just can't. You know, there are variations. There are good years and bad years at every position. And the most important time to be
sitting at the top of the draft with a high pick is when it's a good year for quarterbacks. And all indications right now are this is going to be a very good year for quarterbacks in 2023. So I get his reasoning. Hey, they're not going to be there yet. Davis Mills might improve. Keep build, and then get your quarterback later. No, get your quarterback here because you got these guys, which are widely regarded as true top-tier franchise quarterbacks.
23rd pick in this mock draft from Cleveland. The Texans take Isaiah Foskey, outside linebacker, out of Notre Dame. Bijan Robinson, by the way, my dream for the
Texans.
Where'd he go? He went in the top 15 of this draft. Bijan Robinson, running back out of the University of Texas. He went 11 to the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
So they believe he's kind of a rare, I guess it's rare, first-round running back this year. So
no, it's rare.
There
definitely
you go. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. We are playing the hits. We heard from the Farnsworths, the Deshaun Watson defenders at 1120. We got some loopholes that want to react to that. We will do so. But first, allow us to give you some information about the Deshaun Watson hearing. Hell of a report by Dan Graziano. I don't know how the hell he pulled this one off. But this, according to Dan Graziano, the hearing is scheduled to resume today and may continue even longer than that. Thanks, man.
Yay.
Thank you.
No breaking news on that?
Thanks. Aaron Wilson did put something out there, though. Aaron Wilson of the Pro Football Network. He says Watson's legal team is requesting no punishments or a much lesser sanction based on precedents. And the slight consequences for NFL owners Robert Kraft, Jerry Jones, and Daniel Snyder, according to sources. Close quote. I don't understand this. Like, is this apples to apples?
How so?
I mean, we're talking about what Deshaun Watson is accused of and everything that's happened and what he did or didn't do. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're comparing it to Robert Kraft.
Oh, yeah.
Going and having one consensual massage with a therapist, which is not what Deshaun Watson is accused of, by the way. This is not some prostitution sting that happened like it did with Robert Kraft. So that's what happened with Robert Kraft. With Jerry Jones, it was about Rich Dalrymple and cheerleaders, and that was all hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to talk about hearsay, that was all hearsay, all of it. So we don't even know what happened there. We know he had a baby with someone that wasn't his wife, allegedly, and that's all we know there. And then Dan Snyder, if I'm not mistaken, first of all, he's a scumbag.
Yeah.
But he did get, like, everyday control taken away from him with Washington, or they said that. So I don't understand this comparison. Like, we're comparing these three things, and I don't see the comparison with Deshaun Watson.
Nor should you.
Am I dumb?
They don't compare.
I mean, maybe I'm dumb, but
no.
Is that dumb?
No. They don't compare. They also, and here we go with the he said, she said stuff that just drove me nuts. Because, by the way, it's actually, and a texter pointed this out, and it's 100% accurate. It's not a he said, she said. It's a he said, she, and one more, she said.
Might be two more. After that,
I counted with my fingers, so
did
I can't.
Did you go 26?
Oh, I did 24.
Keep going.
She said.
There you go.
It might be more than that.
I'm not going to do 66. If that's what you're asking for. But anyway, to your point, it's I don't know how people can't fathom that what the owners did in all those specific scenarios that you just laid out is a completely different world than from what this player is alleged
and
to have
done. And this isn't court.
And it's not court.
This isn't court.
Yeah.
713-572-4610. We've heard from some Farnsworth. Let's go to Jen. Jen, you're in the hits on In the Loop. Go ahead.
How y'all doing, gentlemen?
Hey.
Like to put maybe some perspective on this Watson case. First of all, I'm a police officer. Been a police officer for 36 years now.
Thank you for your service, sir.
It is very difficult to prove a sexual assault, rape, especially without physical evidence or DNA evidence or eyewitness testimony. Now, these were done in a private area. And I don't, I mean, no one has come forth and said, hey, I was there too, other than I think the owner of a massage parlor, but they weren't actually in the room. Now, I've investigated sexual assault, rape. We left her, which make it very difficult because women, they tend to be embarrassed. They feel ashamed. And so they won't come forth immediately, which make it very difficult to get physical evidence. That's never been talked about. So, and this lady that called up just a while ago, mm-hmm. she ought to be ashamed of herself, you know, that her perspective on women. It is, you know, just my point. I mean, it's very difficult. You know, yes, some of the women did stay and they performed their acts or whatever, but there was some that stopped and left. So, I mean, really, that point, how difficult it is to prove the case. And the officers, investigators that investigated this, you know, there were some that thought that there was enough evidence there.
Yeah, we appreciate you, G. Look, the court's over. Like, the right. court thing's over.
Well, except for the civil case.
The thing is, it was a no bill.
Yeah.
Which means Deshaun Watson.
And he was kind of illustrating
charges.
That. Yeah. It was very, very difficult.
Well, also, a lot of times, let me just put it this way, and maybe this is bad. You might be smarter legally than me. This, sometimes when someone decides not to pursue charges, it's because it's difficult to prove, just like he just said.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's like showing up for a fight. Like, if you show up for a fight and all of a sudden you see five guys that look like they could start at offensive line for the Dallas Cowboys, you're not going to get out of the car.
Yeah.
When Rusty Harden, on top of something that's very hard to prove, is representing Deshaun Watson, sometimes you just don't want to fight that battle because it's already hard enough to win, and yeah. it's an arsenal.
And then there's the public shaming and all that other stuff. We've discussed a lot of this. But again, the first caller that triggered this assortment of strange calls that we've gotten was talking about, you know, how nothing has been proven. He's confused about why he's going to get suspended at all and all this other stuff. It's not about the court right now. It's about behavior and what he did and what he has acknowledged that he's done.
Travis, you're on In the Loop, In the Hits. Go ahead.
Hey guys, I love your show. Just real quick, is it not a gift or an opportunity to play in the NFL? So with that gift and opportunity comes rules and regulations. They may not go with law, but it also goes with just straight moral value. And I mean, I don't know if you guys remember it, but one of the prosecutors did say in her testimony or his testimony that they did find evidence. They just didn't find enough to where they would prosecute him because, in my opinion, because his lawyer team is so good.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, what you said.
We got to make this clear. Yeah. This isn't it. Like, if Deshaun Watson were going to trial right now, there's a chance he would win the trial.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There's a chance.
Absolutely.
And I think there's a good chance.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rusty Harden's pretty good at this. We've seen that already.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what this is.
I heard somebody just yesterday say, convicting someone of a crime is not about whether he did the crime. It's whether you have the evidence. And that's a great way to put it. You know, the evidence has to be, you know, in a civil case, the preponderance, in a legal case, without a shadow of a doubt. So let's eliminate this. Let's just go to what the NFL is doing and the suspension and how he acted.
KJ, what up?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's going on, man? I want to put some light on the correlation between the owner's transgressions and the son's. I'm going to take Kraft and Jerry Jones at the table, even though they don't get a pass. I think the degree of what they did in comparison to what's going on over there in Washington is completely different. The primary difference between what happened in Washington and what Deshaun is dealing with is that Deshaun's situation is playing out in the public eye. Washington, you had multiple females complaining about sexual harassment, sexual inappropriateness. To what degree that inappropriateness or sexual harassment was, we don't know yet. Snyder's been subpoenaed, so I guess we'll find out. It begins to play itself out in the public court. But one of the reasons I think Snyder's situation wasn't played out in the public court is because Daniel Snyder's an owner, and Goodell works for the owner. So his approach to Snyder's situation was different because indirectly Snyder is his employer. That's not the case with Deshaun. So Deshaun's case, Snyder's case, in my opinion, vary to some degree, but there should be a very stiff penalty given to Snyder, which I think is going to be accelerated because in other words, Snyder's situation to me is going to be compounded now because of Deshaun Watson's situation.
Maybe.
In other words, Snyder, I don't think, is going to get a pass because if they come down hard on Deshaun Watson and basically just give Snyder a get out of jail free pass, that's really going to stir the pot. But I think they correlate completely because it involved multiple females complaining about sexual issues from NFL associates. And ultimately, they're both going to get played out the same. So there is a very strong correlation between the two.
Yeah, I think Snyder's a scumbag. I can't sit here and say Deshaun's a scumbag. I've followed this as much as possible. There's some things I can say about Deshaun.
He's creepy.
You've said that. I think that Deshaun is... I think he's reckless. I think there was a sense of arrogance, but I can't say he's a scumbag. I can say Daniel Snyder's a scumbag. As far as it playing out publicly, we appreciate these calls. I think the NFL would have been fine with this Deshaun Watson thing not being played out publicly. They're not the ones that are putting out these stories. They don't work for the New York Post. I don't think Roger Goodell was high-fiving when Jenny Verentes wrote the story about Deshaun Watson or Rusty Harden said what he said. So I don't like the public thing is just because Deshaun Watson was reckless and it got so messy and there was like a snowball effect there. I don't think the NFL was like, all right, let's play this one out public and let's keep this Washington thing private. Which, by the way,
there
have been a lot of articles about Daniel Snyder.
He's in front of Congress.
Yeah, well, not yet. He won't come.
Won't come. But I mean, his case is in front of Congress. That's not exactly private. And one thing that I just want to say about these last 30, 40 minutes that I want back, the callers and what they've been saying, if you just line them up and their attitude, their angles, their opinions,
some of them,
most of them is why women don't come forward. 'Cause this is out there. This is out there. No benefit of the doubt. He said, she said, et cetera, that as a woman, I say this, and they were wrong, and they could have left. First of all, some of them did leave, and some did stop it.
They said they did, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So all this, you know what this whole exercise has done is kind of illustrated why women in these situations are always up against it. Because this prevailing attitude, not prevailing, but this big attitude out there of, well, she's got to be wrong.
Yeah.
And it's been entrenched for decades.
I get that, and that's one side of it. But there's also like a other side of it, like when people say believe all women.
I don't agree with that.
I don't believe all of anything.
I don't agree with that.
I don't believe all my family members.
But when we look at the stats and stuff, and the officer that called and said it's very hard to prosecute, and then you know, they get embarrassed and all that. And they also hear this and hear these loud noises that are just intimidating and off-putting.
Speaking of women, Kathy, what's up? How you doing?
Go ahead, Hello. Kathy. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay, first of all, I'm 67 years old. I'm a grandma. I have two daughters. I have six grandsons. And what I'm going to say here is I totally, totally agree with the code of conduct, and I do not think that Deshaun Watson is an innocent child, but like hairdressers, like barmaids or waitresses, they talk. They go from place to place, they talk, they know. I don't anymore believe that there were 20
five women that were sexually handled misappropriately. I think that it was encouraged to come forward for money, some of it. I do definitely believe in the five.
Yeah, look, Kathy, sorry, you were a little rough. Yeah, I mean, don't believe all 25. You think it's a case-by-case basis. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
What more do you want to do with that?
Yeah. Man, is this 2020? I feel like this 2020 all over again, man.
It's crazy. I don't quite know. So she's saying that they,
she's
because
she
they
doesn't
talk.
Believe everybody. Okay, that's fine. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like waitresses and barmaids.
Yeah, and I get it. They talk and it rolls. Some of them might have come out for money. Okay, that's
possible.
Well,
there's this little thing called evidence.
Well, she's saying she doesn't believe all of them.
Yeah, and I'm sure Tony Busby has accumulated enough evidence that he could tell some no thank you and tell some yes, join us. So, yeah, you can believe what you want, but I don't know if Tony would take any more cases if he didn't think he had something.
Not sure. It is Tony.
I don't know.
Tony's a little wild.
I said, Tony. I don't know.
Are you a Busby truther?
I said, I don't know.
Speaking of Tony Busby.
It's your Aggie brother.
Yeah. Speaking of John Lopez.
Yeah.
We have a settlement.
Oh, you're going to do this.
The OG John Lopez has settled. We'll tell you what the settlement
was.
I'll
tell you why he's wrong.
And what the dilemma is for the OG next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.